We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Well, actually, right now, it's just Jose and Jeffrey in the morning.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because Brooke is not in the studio yet. Uh-uh. Does anybody know where she is?
I haven't seen her yet.
No.
I did hear that there is a rumor of an overturned wine truck about 40 minutes away. So I could see how she'd probably want to get there first.
Yeah, she may be gone for a while. Yeah.
Or maybe did her husband escape from the basement again?
Oh, no. That's emergency. Yep. Get him back in his cage. Yeah,
he's feisty, too. He's quick.
She oils them up.
Or, no, actually, wait, no. Producer Boyd says that she is here.
Oh!
And I guess
good.
She's requested a grand entrance.
Oh, there
Why
she is!
Grand entrance?
All right, here she is.
No! You did it!
Her hair!
That's not pink! Tell me it's not pink!
Oh, my God, no! Brooke.
Get away!
Brooke,
you copied me!
Looks
you copied me!
Different.
I got pink hair.
Yeah, yes, you do.
Oh, I'm so jealous!
Alexis, I can't just wait around to see if you're going to do it someday.
I am doing it. I have an appointment. You know that.
When's your appointment?
All right, yeah, let's reset for our listeners. If you didn't know, we were talking about this on the show the other day. It was on the segment What's On Your Mind, and Alexis took offense to Brooke wanting to dye her hair pink.
Yeah. After I said I was going to.
Right,
after
Alexis said it first.
I showed you of pictures of me previously.
It's a
pink.
Debate.
Yeah. Her hair's not all pink. It's just pink on like the fringes and kind of underneath.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit. We did a little bit of rose gold in there and then a little bit of the brighter pink, which is the brighter pink is a washout, so it'll only last about 3 weeks.
Good, hopefully less.
Yeah, but but then she's gonna give me some like little dye shampoo so I can do it myself at home anytime I want.
Oh, so you can keep it off.
Wow.
It does look good, which makes me really upset, actually. I'm actually having a really hard time processing this.
I told you, you can have pink too. It doesn't bother me at all.
It bothers me, bro. I'm not gonna sit here next to you with pink hair.
Why not? You could be like me. I know
that's the issue.
We'll have pictures of Brooke's new pink do up on the Brooke and Jeffrey Instagram later at Brooke and Jeffrey.
No.
But let's continue the assault on our senses with the shock collar question of the day.
Okay.
We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out to see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer incorrectly, the punishment is to be shocked while singing. So text into 78592 and tell us what song you'd like to hear. Brooke is drawing a name out of the bucket because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Brooke?
Just so you know, Alexis, I think you're really awesome.
I've never seen Alexis upset before. This is awesome.
Oh, no one but you.
Oh, that means you got yourself.
No one.
No, that it does mean I got myself.
I think
Jose's right. No one but you.
Whoever's writing these, just say
Brooke. Hey, watch it.
Oh, okay. You write this?
Get a grip. I didn't know.
Get a grip. Digital Jake
wrote that? I have to take the shot collar.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Brooke's putting on the shot collar while that happens.
The pink hair seeping into her brain.
Digital Jake, please read us a shot collar question of the day.
There are over 120 official minor league baseball teams all across North America. And for most of them, they're a great place to take in a game, relax with the family, have some fun, and buy one, maybe six beers a night.
Okay.
But did you know a lot of them have really weird names? And with spring training starting, I thought I'd give you a list of 8 different ones, and you need to tell me which teams are real and which ones I made up.
Oh, this is fun.
Whoa.
All right, I'll go down the list. I'll read it once, and you can discuss each one as we go along, okay? You have to determine real or fake.
Okay.
Your first team is the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Is that real or is that fake?
Oh,
I mean, instincts.
The thing with that one is I can see the logo. You know, like you can see a big jumbo shrimp.
Totally.
And it's not just a little bay shrimp, it's a jumbo shrimp, which is much scarier.
And he's wearing a beach hat,
so
right?
Your criteria is if you can visualize a logo for it, then you're going to say it's real.
It makes sense to me, Jeffrey. I'm going to go real.
All right.
Okay.
Next team, the Staten Island Fairies. Is that real or fake?
Sounds so real.
I can picture the logo for that one.
I can picture it.
It must be real.
Oh,
so
fairies
iconic.
Is a boat. I thought it was a fly.
Yeah.
Not real.
Oh, goodness.
Staten
I'm not
Island
listening
Tooth
to Alexis anymore.
The
sorry,
wing.
I'm a little...
I mean, they have bright pink wings, and they just go off.
The Staten Island Fairy is iconic.
Yeah, yes. Itself.
Real or fake?
A fake.
Ooh.
Moving on to your next team, The Hartford Yard Goats. Is that real or fake?
I love it.
It's too good. I'm going to go real. I don't even know what a yard goat is. A goat you keep in your yard?
I assume
probably?
So.
Moving on, the next team. The Amarillo Sod Poodles. Is that real or fake?
Sog Ooh. Poodles.
Sod
poodles. Sod poodles. Sod. What would a sod poodle be? Just like a dirty dog?
Dog in the yard yeah. with a goat?
A lot of...
the yard goat.
I'm going to go real.
No way. Ooh, I think
really?
You do. I'm with you on this.
Next on the list, Valdosta Vomiteers.
I feel like that's a made-up city and a made-up team name.
Isn't that in Germany? Oh, Valdosta. Yeah.
I'm going to go fake.
Your next team is the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. Real or fake?
Real. Not
what?
Even a question.
Rumble
Dude, are you kidding me? Who this? Wouldn't want to root for the Rumble Ponies?
All right, I got one for you, Brooke. Rocket City Trash Pandas. Is that real or fake?
I do think that's real.
Trash Pandas is a nickname for a raccoon.
Thank you, yeah.
I don't know why they wouldn't say the Rock City Raccoons. But...
Well, because it's fun.
I feel like
it's
it should
fun.
Be a roller derby team, not a baseball team.
Yeah.
But
like it,
I'm going to go yes, real.
Wow.
And finally, real or fake, Hanford Honey Buckets.
Ooh.
Oh, the Honey Buckets.
Not a great name.
It's so gross, it has to be real.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where, like, Honey Buckets were, the company
fake.
Honey Bucket was first. Oh!
Final answer?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to go through the list of these minor league team names. I asked you to determine if they were real or fake. The first team name, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, you said that was real. That's a real team.
Oh, yeah, yeah baby. Okay.
The Staten Island Fairies, you said that was fake. That is a fake team.
Oh, I was adamant about that. Good job, bro.
The Hartford Yard Goats, it is a real team.
Yeah, let's go.
3 for 3.
The Amarillo Sod Poodles. And that is a real team.
Yeah, let's go. Oh, he corrected you. Oh.
Your instincts are so
going
good.
Going down the list, the Valdosta Vomiteers.
I thought this was real.
It's a fake team name.
Yeah, good job, bro.
Continuing
oh God,
down the
I'm
list,
so
the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. You said that was a real team.
Come on,
please
show me
real.
Rumble Ponies.
And they're part of the New York Mets organization. That's a real team.
This is blowing my mind.
I'm
Me
sweating.
Too.
I'm mad.
Two names left.
Alexis is so mad about that.
Okay.
Two left. The Rocket City Trash Pandas. That's a real team name.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, the last
Finally,
one.
Finally, you've gone 7 for 7.
Let's
you need this
go.
Last one to avoid getting shocked, bro.
Let's go, bro.
Am I some sort
Put
of
your rally caps on.
The yeah. team name is the Hanford Honey Buckets.
Yeah.
You
go
said fake.
I said fake.
The Hanford Honey Buckets is a fake team.
Oh! Goodness.
No, normally any other day I'd be happy except that you dyed your hair.
Brooke pitches a perfect game going 8 for 8. And that means Jake is going to get shocked while singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Jake has a shock collar on whenever you're ready, Jake.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back lit.
It's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.